We have a very interesting intersection on the calendar this year, the intersection of Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day. At first, it seems like the two have absolutely nothing to do with each other. However, I think if we look a little deeper, they actually do have quite a bit to do with each other. And St. Valentine can actually help us to understand what Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent are all about. But first, when we think about Valentine's Day, we often think about what the kind of popular culture tells us Valentine's Day is all about. Candy, flowers, cards, and a huge heaping serving of sentimentality, right? It's all about feelings, how love makes us feel. But is love simply a feeling? Is it simply an emotion? Or is it something much deeper than that? St. Valentine, who today's celebration is named after, was a 3rd century Roman priest. And it's said that he would secretly wed Christian couples, and that he would share the faith with people in secret because it was illegal. And that was how he evangelized and brought many to the Christian faith. And because of that, he died a martyr. That means that he offered his life for his faith. You see, love isn't hearts and flowers and candy. Love is sacrifice. Jesus himself said it in St. John's Gospel, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Flowers eventually die. Candies get eaten. Cards get put in the recycling bin. Emotions come and go. But love is something that lasts. Love is present when we are willing to give ourselves to others. I think about how I've seen this in my own ministry over the years. I've seen so many spouses who are so solely dedicated to their husband or wife and take care of them day in and day out, especially if they're facing some kind of health difficulty or trial. They devotedly serve their spouse without counting the cost. I've seen parents at the bedside of their children in hospital, keeping vigil and staying with them day and night, and I know would gladly rather put themselves in that hospital bed than have their child there. Being willing to lay down your life to sacrifice for another is truly the meaning of love. And this season of Lent is the season of the year when we focus on Jesus' love for us, specifically demonstrated in his cross. We focus ourselves on Jesus' sacrifice for us and how we respond to such an extravagant love. God sent his Son to suffer in our place because of our sinfulness, so that we can live by his grace in this life and be with him forever in heaven. That's what we'll celebrate 40 days from now at Easter. And Lent is the time of preparation for that celebration. That celebration of that sacrificial love offering. So when we come forward at this Mass to receive the ashes, that sign on our forehead, we are invited today on this Ash Wednesday to admit to the fact that we haven't always responded to this love offering of Jesus. We've chosen things lesser goods than God. We've even chosen bad things, evil things over God. Sometimes when we look at our lives, we might see that our love has been selfish and not self-sacrificial like Jesus's love. And those ashes that we put on our forehead is a sign of our desire to do better moving forward. Coming here today is the first step toward Easter. By receiving the ashes today, we publicly proclaim that we are willing to be like St. Valentine, to lay down our lives for our faith, to love self-sacrificially, to love like Jesus' love offering of himself for us, and that we want to get rid of everything in our lives that is not of God. But of course, we are also human beings, and this task seems very, very large. It is way easier to fall back into our old patterns of acting. How many times have we set out on the journey of Lent with great intentions on Ash Wednesday? And then as we move along, we kind of lose a little bit of steam. You ever notice how delicious a hamburger seems on a Friday in Lent? That's a strong temptation because we're human beings. When that Valentine's Day candy is sitting around and you gave up candy for Lent, it calls your name. I know, because candy calls my name all the time. It's hard to take up the cross and follow after Jesus. The cross is heavy. And when it comes into our lives, we're tempted to run away. And you know, 10 of the apostles of Jesus ran away from the cross. Up there, only St. John is on his right side, the only apostle who stayed. But you know, the cross eventually came into the lives of those other 10 apostles. The other 10 died as martyrs. They couldn't get away from the cross. It found them. The cross will find all of us because it is a sign of self-sacrificial love. And the journey towards Easter, the journey of 1,000 miles, begins with one step, even if it seems impossible. So think today about it. If you took one step forward in your faith every day over the next 6 weeks, you would go quite a bit of a way. You would be much further along than where you were when you started. So what does that step look like for you? The church in the gospel on Ash Wednesday every year proposes 3 traditional penances or practices: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. What does one step look like in each of those categories? How can I invite prayer into my life? Perhaps it's by coming to Eucharistic adoration here in the church that we offer a lot during Lent. Perhaps it's making time at home for prayer, maybe even with our children, carving out intentional times to pray with them. What does fasting look like in our lives? Is it just giving up something that we like for 6 weeks so that we can just eat it again at Easter time? Is that the point of fasting? Or is there something much deeper there? An almsgiving. How am I supporting those who are less fortunate than myself during this season of Lent? This year at St. Mark, we would like to help you on this journey. We would like to help to remind you to stay on this journey. So this year at Lent, we're offering to send you a weekly reflection question every Sunday night by text message for the next 6 weeks. I'm going to invite you in a few moments to take out your phones. Yes, I will ask you to take your phone out in church to sign up for that question. I'm not going to spam you. I'm not going to sell your phone number to Publishers Clearinghouse. It's going to stay right here, and it will be one text message on Sunday night each week. So if you take out your phones and you open up a text message, the number to text is 84576. 84576. And in the body of the text, just type the word reflect. R-E-F-L-E-C-T. And hit send. And you should get a response back immediately from Flocknote, which is the service we use to text. It's 84576. And the word is reflect. I hear people getting texts. It must be working. Just one simple question a week. And I guarantee you that if you continue to take steps on your journey towards Easter, you will see a change in yourself and in your life. St. Valentine and Ash Wednesday actually aren't all that far apart. They both remind us of that self-sacrificing, extraordinary love that Jesus has for you and for all. So let's remember the words of St. Paul today. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.